Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back, 7 till 8 the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Rick Smith is with us. He's the author of The Leap, the new company. Again, Rick, what's the name of it?
Next Generation Leadership.
You want to give us a website?
It's unfortunately long, and nextgenerationleadership.com.
All right. That's not too bad. And it's all about succession planning, folks, training leaders, succession, people who can take your place. That's what we were talking about. And so Rick, and as we went to the break, I was talking about the issues of being an executive, of a small business owner being more like an executive and getting into an orbit above their company more often than they are, being a little bit less of a manager, a little more of an executive, but then also finding someone who can join you there. An employee, maybe a family member, somebody who can join you there, and train them to be an executive thinker. What do you think?
Well, it's as much about training as it is about letting go when you're the executive. And I think that's the first step is, are you prepared to become a leader and not be a manager? And I'll give you a very specific example. When I was running my small business, I was tied to my BlackBerry. It's got the great keyboard, and you could, rip out 3-page emails in no time. But what you find happens is then everybody, you're always tethered to all of your employees, and they all end up waiting for you to make the decision. When I switched to my iPhone, I almost did this intentionally, knowing that I'm not going to be able to type the emails that I used to be able to type on the BlackBerry. And sure enough, you type shorter emails, you don't respond to all of them, and all of a sudden your team starts making the decisions on their own.
Right.
And it becomes a great sort of tool. So, how do I step back? How do I let them develop themselves and create confidence in their decisions teaching exercises along the way? But
basically, you disabled your thumbs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I untethered myself from all of the decisions that ultimately, as a leader, you want the organization making, but you're afraid to let it happen. And
one thing that this exercise could prove, though, I think if you do this exercise the way you did it and the way you're talking about and the way you train your folks to do as a small business, you'll look around and you'll say, wait a minute, I don't really have anybody. You might say, I don't have anybody who I feel could go into this orbit with me, get up at this level with me. Well, that identifies a hole in your organization, doesn't it?
I would say number one, absolutely. If you don't have somebody that you think could run the business when you leave for a month, then you need to find that person and train them, and suck it up a little bit and invest in that person. Mm-hmm. Give them an incentive structure that where you can get a fantastic person.
What do you think?
And I also, just as a global, as a broader issue, I honestly think that's the number one way to pick a business model. I was on a plane with a guy once who said, "Look, if I can't." If the business isn't big enough where I can hire somebody that's super to run it for me, then I don't want to go into that business.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find a model that can support hiring really, really great people to work under you.
And don't you think that right now, in the wake of the Great Recession, that with all the things that we know and that we've read about, disaffected employee, don't you think that right now is a great time to try to find those people? They're going to be leaving the big companies, I think, in droves over the next 2 or 3 years. What do you think?
Yeah, there was a great study that came out yesterday where I think 30% of the people, 30% of the employees felt that they were disloyal to their current employer, and the employers felt exactly the opposite, that everybody was loyal to them. So
That was published in USA Today.
And I think, I think the opportunity is if you have a small business that is up and running and cash flow positive, it can be one of the best places for work. I think the level of satisfaction of the employees is higher there than almost anywhere else. Assuming you're a good boss and you're not, you're not a jerk. So, I wouldn't limit yourself to say, I couldn't, I can't provide a long-term career, I can't provide this. The work environment that you can provide, you can attract a lot of really great people to that environment.
Well, especially if you're finding someone who one day could maybe buy you out.
Yes.
Or become the manager that the person who buys you out turns the company over to. I mean, this goes back to the valuation of your company. If you got good people, the value of your company goes up.
Well, and there's a little bit of self-fulfilling prophecy. A friend of mine says,
I tell you what, Rick, I tell you, you're gonna have to hold that thought. We gotta wrap things up, but we'll get that story next time. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Give me quickly your new website again.
Yeah, the company's Next Generation Leadership, and it's nextgenerationleadership.com.
Thanks, Rick. See you next time. Quick break. Be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. One more hour after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.